talking about a scoreboard at Bayreuth Field, doing some improvements there. Maybe this is a good opportunity to use that money in the park. It's the town's only park. So I don't know what the rest of the board.
The scoreboard's embarrassing at this point. It really is. It barely works. You can't tell what the score is. I think the money's best used to replace the scoreboard.
And you have a couple quotes already.
Got a couple quotes. And the 25 should cover the scoreboard and installation. It'll be a big upgrade for up there because, you know, that's where the high school plays. It's where Legion plays. It's where there's a bunch of other things play there now. And, you know, if there's any extra left over, I'd like to buy some paint to repaint the blue area behind home plate that's peeling off and chipping off, and, you know, just dress the place up a little. We can use a little bit of money maybe even to finish off the snack shack.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's the best place for the money to use.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Did they ever put lights in there about a playground?
No.
Did you get a light or something over there?
Yeah, we'd get quotes for that, yeah.
I mean, especially, you know, they have late games. Little kids can go
play. Well, yeah,
the field's not lighted, so there's no late.
Or even the field to be lit, you know?
I got a quote on lights for the field. LEDs, field lighting has been going to cost about $40,000.
Wow.
And that's with us providing the poles.
Which, you know, they've got to be metal. And
we wouldn't know because they're not conductive.
Okay.
They're safer, supposedly.
So they're probably about $2,500 a pop.
Unless we can get Central Hudson to a little community involvement after all their publicity the last couple of years.
Yeah. Or if we can get some lights installed maybe this year, and then down the road we get some more funds and put some other lights in.
Yeah. But I mean, we have time. I think I'd like to make some kind of decision to move forward to send a letter to the county by our second meeting. Our second meeting in June.
Mm-hmm.
Give us about a month to think about it. As far as veterans things, I don't know of any program that we could within the town that would be eligible for this kind of thing.
No, I mean, the only thing I thought of is we have to move that memorial at some point in cementing, but that's not going to be expensive.
No. The only other veterans
cemetery we have
is Panelville.
Maybe put something up there, a little light or something.
Yeah.
Because they don't have no lighting over there.
No. I wonder if we can combine. The letter says youth or veteran. So I don't know if we can combine to total $25,000.
I've got it up as investments in the scoreboard at Kramer Field. And is the flagpole lit at the Veterans Park? Mm-hmm. So they take the flag down every day?
I don't know what they do with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So lighting the flagpole in the Veterans Park or something like that?
Okay. Yeah, but no, I mean, this is. I was happy when I saw that email on Friday. It'd be a good, big help.
Maybe even, you know, depending on what it costs and what we have funding wise, maybe just a little paid that little parking spot right there.
Yep.
Because they do ceremonies there and stuff, so it's always kind of muddy and stuff.
Yeah. Staying on the theme of ARPA funds, Kirsten took a webinar. I think it was last week or the week before about upcoming procedures, and we have to have a solid plan of what we're doing with our ARPA funds by December of this year. So it has to be 100% of whatever we have. I think it's like $550,000, give or take, in the account. So we have to come up with a plan. If we don't do the reeval, we have to come up with plans to use this money for it. I know Jared mentioned buying ambulances. There is an opportunity where if our mechanic does retire early, we can use the ARPA funds to cover a salary for the new employee for a year for the transition period, and then when Jack leaves, his salary will be taken up by the new employee.
Is he definitely leaving?
It's a conversation he's been bringing up for a couple years now. So, but
this year marks his time served, so...
Yep.
It could be any.
Kirsten told me that, and so I thought if that scenario does play out, this might be a good opportunity to. This way we don't have to raise taxes.
Probably this year's budget for.
Yep.
Part of the
year. Yeah, for only 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got an email today that the grant applications for the comprehensive plan, that period is open starting today, and it closes on July 31st. So I'll work on that. I'll work with Teresa. Some of these, the questions that I may have to have Delaware engineer help us out with, because I just don't know the answers to them. So if the board's okay with that, that I reach out to Delaware to help us with that. I was reading through it. It will be a 20%. We'd have to, if it's whatever the total cost is, if it's $100,000, we'd have to pay 20% of that, so $20,000. It's not 100%.
So it's a 60-20 minute.
Yeah.
No, 80-20.
What else was there, Liz? Was it, am I missing one thing?
Yeah,
oh, the roof. Yeah, the bucket, and it's sitting right in front of me, and I forgot about it. So we have a leak at Town Hall. As we can see, there's a bucket on the
table. Several, actually, if you look at where the tape is all...
Yeah. Several years ago, probably 6 or 7 years ago, we had a contractor do the Town Highway Garage. They worked for the Greene County building on Main Street. I forgot the name of the company.
Garland Company.
Garland.
Yeah, they replaced the highway department. Yep.
Larry Stone, they're a federal contractor, so he's a one-stop shop. We don't have to go out for bid for them. So I'd like to reach out to him again and come and look at the roof and give us recommendations.
Actually, if he's coming, I'd like to look at all the town roofs and give us a grade again.
Yep.
I mean, that would fall under the infrastructure if we, you know, went that way. So it would be good to have the numbers.
Yeah. And then we start planning accordingly. Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the ambulance, how much it's going to cost, so we can figure all that out.
Yep. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The... We'd like to surplus the code vehicle. And in doing that, we would also like, from surplusing code vehicle, I would like to purchase for $8,000 from the Village of Catskill a surplus Tahoe from the DPW to use for code until we can get their new vehicle that's going to be paid for by the NYSERDA grant.
When would that be?
So we have the specs now. We can vote to go out to bid for it. Basically, we have to spend the money and they reimburse us regardless. So we have the specs. We can vote to go out to bid, get the bid in, approve it, get the vehicle ordered. It's still going to take a few months to do that. So we're probably going to end up using that Tahoe for code for 5-6 months, and then I'd like to pass it to the animal control officer.
Yeah. So do you want to put the electric vehicle out to bid?
I'd like to.
Motion by Jared to go out to bid for a fully, what are they, fully electric
vehicle? Fully battery electric vehicle for four-wheel drive. Yeah, the specs, will the town clerk will have the specs.
Motion by Jared, second by Dylan, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
So then, motion to surplus the current code vehicle.
Now, just one thing with that. Once we swap that over to animal control, are we still going to pay her mileage?
No, we won't have.
Okay, yeah. So I just want to make sure.
She won't have to be paid mileage. It either will go to animal control or it will be a second vehicle for code for fire inspections. Because it does make sense. They don't want to use their personal vehicles going out for inspections.
But it's
going
to stay here, right? It's not open.
Yeah.
So I don't see why they couldn't use it for, like you said, fire. You could just lighter it up.
Yep. So motion to surplus the...
code vehicle?
Yeah, code vehicle. To whatever Chevy or the Trailblazer.
Yeah, I think it's a Chevy Trailblazer.
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
And then third motion would be to purchase from the Village of Catskill a 2012 Chevrolet Tahoe? 2010 Chevrolet Tahoe for $8,000.
Second?
Oh, second.
Yeah. Second by Dylan?
Yeah.
I'm abstaining. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. Dylan, any update on the senior center?
I'm going to add those two recommendations to the guidelines and rules at the bottom. And I sent Mark an email this morning asking if he could make a colored background with black letters rather than just white with black.
Second question with that, because of ADA compliance, do we have that in Braille too? In a smaller version?
question?
I don't know that.
I don't either. All of our signs to this office are in Braille.
Yes.
Yeah. This is like a monument sign, rules and regs.
Yeah.
And
language, yeah.
Maybe
the language is from our code of conduct. We don't have to, you don't have to post multiple languages. But I'm not sure, because it's a public building, do we have to have it in Braille and...
Well, I think it would behoove you to.
So we could probably just do a smaller version of it in Braille. I don't even know who you send it to have something done in Braille.
Well, after we see it, I can send it to Timely Signs. I mean, they're the ones that did the signs here in Town Hall in Braille.
Okay.
They might be able to have it. Or somebody else probably would be able to have it too. I can quote around and book and
yeah.
ask.
I just wasn't sure how that works, because there might be some vision impaired people that go there. I'm not positive.
I was there Wednesday. I must have been there on Monday. And there was like 7 people there. They said it was a very slow day. They were just sitting there playing cards, and somebody else, I think, was doing a puzzle. I was like, whoa, where is everybody? It's lunchtime. And I'm like, yeah, slow day.
It is weird, especially around lunchtime.
Yeah.
Did George ever give us an update on the uniform?
He's waiting to hear back from human resources.
No update on that. Anything else?
I think we covered everything, right, Liz?
Yes.
Spring rush. Yeah, because I don't think we have a meeting before. Oh, we do have a meeting. But the spring rush, I think I said the last time, is going to be June 8th. Yeah, we have a meeting on the 4th. The Honor Veterans Ceremony is this Saturday at the Point. And the VFW has a ceremony at the cemetery at... Well, 1 o'clock. So there's 2 ceremonies this weekend on Saturday, if anybody can make it.
I'll be on Long Island.
Saturday?
Yep. And the Memorial Day Parade is on the 27th, 2 o'clock. That is all. Okay.
Guys, you all going to be around for that?
The Memorial Day Parade? Yep.
You mean camping? Oh.
No, I just want to see if you guys want to get something together and in part of the parade, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, you won't be with the fire department?
No, I'm going to lay the wreath. I'm taking over for Mr. Izzo.
Oh, okay.
Since he's the Grand Marshal this year.
Yes.
He is?
Yep.
So I just figured.
Does that make Ozzy the Grand Dog?
That's an awesome idea. What were you saying, Joe?
No, I just figured if you guys are interested, we could maybe get something together and do the summer rec, you know, represent with a couple bicycles or something, and put that on a trailer like we talked about with a rifle or something.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, a letter was sent to Walmart about 2 weeks ago for the helmets and water for the parade. We haven't heard back from them yet, but I'm assuming we will, one way or the other, before.
So if everybody's going to be around for it, we can put our heads together.
I just have to check. Sometimes I end up driving somebody in the parade, so I'll have to just see what's going on.
Yeah.
I leave the following day for Florida, so I'm not sure how busy I'll be, but I will make every effort to be.
Okay.
No, it should be a big one this year.
Hopefully. Hopefully it's... The weather's nice, not as hot as last year. And it's all outside. It's at Dutchman's. It's not going to be in the historic building. So,
it'll be
a good time.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Just a reminder that the cleanup day is June 23rd on 385 at the Green County Transfer Station from 7:30 to 2:30. Okay. Nobody has anything else? We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Just stand by. One quick question. Are we supposed to go over to the note? I think we'll table that because I want to.
Did Mark get back to you about the application? Okay.
Okay.
So maybe the June 4th.
Talk about that.
That's a...
Thanks, guys. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Jared. Second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Have a good night, everybody.